Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday, and welcome to Life Journeys with Serena, where we talk all about growth, we talk about life as women, we talk about relationships, we talk about really a lot, also the silent journey that we go through of living with hormonal changes as women, and so much more. I am Serena, and I am overjoyed to be here with you all during this Mercury retrograde. How are you guys doing? How is everyone feeling? There have definitely been some big changes going on in the past 24 hours, right? I have absolutely been feeling this shift coming for a few days now. And I don't know about all of you, but one of the things that always happens for me, especially during a Mercury retrograde, but also whenever there's a big planetary shift, is I begin to overthink everything. And I love that moment when I catch myself and I remember, oh, it's a Mercury retrograde, or oh, it's a new moon. I can take a deep breath and start to let go of some of that worry, because I get that reminder that this is not all rooted in me, right? It's a wonderful reminder that all of my worry and my stress is not actually rooted in myself or my current situation, and it's actually originating in all the changes that are going on in the universe around me. And it's wonderful to remember that whether or not everyone around me is aware of it, they're all kind of experiencing it too in one way or another. So I know we all get a little stressed when Mercury goes into retrograde, but I always like to take it as an opportunity to slow down, have a bit of self-reflection, and connect with everyone else who's experiencing it too. And we'll dive into all of that and more during this hour, but for now, I'm going to jump into the chat room. I will be taking readings for you guys today, as well as doing a general reading for everybody listening. For those of you who are new here, you can find the chat room by going to 12radio.com. That's the number 1, the number 2, radio.com, and clicking on that chat button that's on the left-hand side. And once you get in, it'll take you to our Facebook page, which is also called 12Radio. And if it's your first time joining us, go ahead and request to join, and our producer Jay will make sure you get in so you can chat during the show. And then you will see my banner at the top, where you'll see me and my pup on the beach. And go ahead and say hi in the comments. Leave any questions that you may have if you'd like some insight on what's going on in your life, or just say hi. And I see that Renee is already in here. Hi, Renee. Thank you so much for joining me today. And anybody else who's listening and is able to jump in, go ahead, and I will make sure to keep checking in throughout the rest of the show. And one thing that I do love doing, I just love doing general readings. It's really one of my favorite things about both tarot and oracle. It's as the way that I love to communicate with energy and spirit. And a general reading is so unique because this one message that is designed specifically for all the people who are listening can be interpreted and it can be applied to all of your lives in so many different ways. Whether it's one specific message for one person that could say, oh my gosh, wow, that is exactly what I needed to hear about my relationship. While for somebody else, it will speak directly to their career. And so I'm going to just jump in and do a quick general reading for you all so that we can just tap into the energy around us and pay attention to any messages that we all need to hear. And it looks like the main message that is coming through for everyone listening is that it's going to be important today and over the next week or so to take time to root yourself in your intuition and focus on this relationship that you currently have with energy, whether this is a new relationship or something that you have been honing for years. We all have some sort of relationship with energy. And a word that is coming through loud and clear right now is forgiveness. Whether you are not where you want to be with your relationship with energy, with your relationship with spirit, or with your intuition, give yourself that grace. Give yourself that moment of forgiveness, because you are actually exactly where you are meant to be. And just take a bit of extra time to find that grounding within your intuition, within energy. And it looks like it'll go a long way. And if any of you have any questions that are coming to mind, or would like your own general reading that's more specifically focused to you or in a certain category of your life, go ahead and leave them in the chat room if you feel comfortable, and I'll make sure to keep checking in throughout the show to make sure I get all of you guys. So, about what is going on this week. Wow. We have a new moon. We have Mercury in retrograde. I'm definitely not a pro when it comes to astrology, but I am absolutely in love with the way that we can understand what's going on in our universe and use that as a tool to make sure that we are thriving. And I know that you all may not feel the same way, but I personally love it when Mercury goes into retrograde. I didn't always love it. It used to scare me like everybody else, right? Everyone's always freaking out saying, oh no, I have to prepare for the worst. Mercury is going into retrograde. But for me, once I began to practice giving myself grace through all these different changes in my life, whether it was energetically or internal changes, it's just been such a giant transformation in the way that I interact with my life. And with this one big movement in our planets, right, with Mercury going into retrograde, it provides so many opportunities for grace and for slowing down and for the shift of going from blaming everything on the retrograde to giving myself understanding within the changing energy has been so freeing. And it's something that I encourage you all to do. If you're catching yourself saying, gosh, wow, I'm doing this, I feel so down because, of course, Mercury is going into retrograde. How would your day change if you instead took that moment to say, okay, I have lower energy. I know Mercury is going into retrograde. Maybe I should prioritize rest today. Maybe I should ask for help today. Or maybe I should, you know, see if I can take that nap or do something that'll bring me a quick bit of joy, right? A little bit of serotonin that's going to help bring me that boost that I know that I'm going to need. There's this grace that we can give ourselves when we know that all these different factors are going to be at play that can drastically transform our day. And rather than sitting here going, of course, everything's going to be crappy, what if we said, I know that I'm going to need some more support, so how can I plan for that, right? And it's a significant change. It takes a bit of training your brain to get out of that blame cycle, but it can really be a wonderful transformation and can bring a lot of joy and peace into your life. And for me, like I said earlier, right, I tend to get stuck in overthinking during these planetary shifts. And gosh, it still really shocks me how it can take me a bit of time before I realize what this overthinking is rooted in. I'm not naturally somebody who gets stuck in a overthinking cycle. So when it happens, it is always a bit shocking. And I get sucked into it sometimes. And then it will suddenly dawn on me that I'm not overthinking because the situation I find myself in is actually that complicated or actually that much of a problem, right? It's actually because Mercury is going into retrograde or we have a new moon or whatever shift is happening with our planets, right? And I get to give myself some grace in that moment because I'm not the source of that worry, right? It's my poor planning isn't resulting in this stress. Relationships in my life are not the source of this stress, right? It is such a powerful and freeing moment when you get to realize that you're not going about your life alone, right? Everyone around us is experiencing these impacts and these factors that are going to impact your energy level and impact your capability to go through life gracefully, right? And for me, at least, when I have this moment of going, oh, wow, okay, right. I'm feeling this stress because this planetary shift is happening. Or even this morning, right? My husband broke a glass this morning and both of us were going, oh gosh, we have to clean this up. There's water everywhere. We've got to make sure the cat doesn't step in it. And it was a great moment to be able to say, okay, We're supposed to slow down right now, right? This happened for a reason. We're moving too fast. And the second you make that shift, it goes from, you know, it is really this concept of, and it's funny, Mark talked about this morning, about not crying over spilled milk, right? It's just a broken glass. It's just something that's going to take us a little time to clean up. And it is such a powerful feeling when you're able to say, I know why this is happening. Oh, it isn't because I'm clumsy. It isn't because it's because there's other factors at play that are impacting me, that it will benefit me if I give myself some understanding and if I slow down. And the fact that my husband and I were able to connect over that similar experience, because of course we're both impacted by this Mercury retrograde, right? We're both feeling this energy change. That same thing's happening with you and all the people around in your life. Whether or not the people in your life are aware of this, we're all connected to each other, and we're all connected to the shifts happening in the universe and the shifts happening in this energy. And there's no way to not be impacted by it, right? Whether you're aware of it or not, it's going to impact you. And I'm not a professional when it comes to astrology. It is not something that I have fully dove into yet. I would not be surprised if it's something that is a big part of my future. But one thing that I do love doing is making sure that I listen to Mark Husson's show on Monday mornings. It's such a wonderful way to start out my week. And I think one of my favorite things about the way that Mark talks about astrology is that he constantly gives all of us so much grace, and he understands that life happens. We all have bad days, and sometimes those bad days are rooted in our decisions and in our life. And sometimes it's just because some sort of energy shift is happening with our planets, and we are merely impacted by it. And I always believe, with pretty much everything in life, that the more we can understand and the more we can learn, the more free we will be, and the more harmony we will experience. And this is one of my favorite things about astrology, is it's because there's just so many tools that we can master as a way to learn what is going on in the world around us, as a way to live life more peacefully, more intuitively, and to understand more about why we ourselves act a certain way one day and we act completely differently the next, right? And with this, knowledge is just absolutely power. And more than that, knowledge is freedom. And it is just such a wonderful connection to make. And I love that within our 1-2 family, that this conversation about how much the energy around us changes and impacts us is just so normal. I love how normal it is in all of our conversations. And I'm sure many of you have people in your life where this is not normal at all, that where you can't talk to them about these things, or you try and they say, I don't believe in that, or I don't know, I don't really feel that. And I find myself so lucky to have this beautiful community full of people who are all working on ways where we can grow and understand life and understand energy and spirit more and more, and how so many of us really we bond over this insatiable desire to understand our energy and understand the universe and understand each other even more. And it's such a wonderful way to just build your community around this common desire, and within this normalcy of talking about energy like this. And for me, one of the ways that I've worked on understanding life more, specifically life as a woman, is cycle syncing. And I vividly remember the day that I made the connection between cycle syncing and astrology. And I got so excited because it meant that there was a clear bridge between the 1-2 family and the way and what is normal within these conversations and our world here, and this monumental lifestyle shift of cycle syncing that has drastically changed both my life and my relationship to my body and the way that I just connect with women in general. And as you all know, right, so much of astrology is about understanding how the planetary shifts impact us and what those shifts feel like, and learning how to recognize a shift in energy as something rooted in astrology is, in my opinion, it's one of the most powerful things that we can do in our journey to understand astrology more and to understand energy more. And cycle syncing is the same, right? Only rather than learning how to pay attention to the shifts in the planets, you are learning how to understand the shifts in your own hormones. And I used to have a very combative relationship with my cycle. And it was easy for that to be the reality of my relationship with my body because it's the norm. It is absolutely normal for us as women to simply be burdened by this thing that happens to us once a month, to learn how to muscle through it and to learn how to never complain about it. And then we just leave it at that. And it's not only is it really blatantly accepted as a challenging thing that we all deal with as women, but it's been normalized to not talk about it. We're encouraged to not talk about it. It's taboo to speak about it. And if you guys know anything about me, you know I love everything that's taboo. I always want to talk about the things that people say, oh no, we shouldn't talk about that. And I mean, imagine if we knew about astronomy, right? The scientific understanding of the planets and in our universe, and but we never took that step to begin to study and understand the way that these shifts in our universe impact us individually, and then as a whole, as a community, the way that we do within astrology. And there are plenty of people who acknowledge that astronomy is a science and it's there and it's something that is just blatantly accepted, who then say, oh, I don't believe in astrology, right? And that's pretty much where we're at with women's health as well, right? There's plenty of people who say, oh yeah, right, all these things that are accepted within Western science of what we know of the reproductive system and what we know of the female body, right? That's all we need to know. But so many people aren't willing to accept that there are ways to understand the shifts happening within our bodies and the way that our cycles impact us as individuals and the strength that can come with that knowledge. They're so okay with just saying, oh, but do we need to talk about that? In the same way that people will say, oh, I acknowledge astronomy, but I would never talk about astrology, right? And it is just, we're in the same place in women's health, only that a lot less time and effort has actually been put into studying and understanding the female body and the reproductive system than we've put into astronomy and our planets. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but I was not shocked at all when I learned that it was only in 2023, just a year ago, that menstrual products like tampons and pads and cups were tested with actual blood rather than liquids, just other than waters or soaps. And so many people were outraged by this. And I'm just going, God, but it just makes sense. Such little effort has been put into understanding the female reproductive system, everything from periods to pregnancy and postpartum to menopause. Such little effort has been put into understanding it. And then we're told our level of understanding and the minimal tools we have available to us are normal, and we're told not to dispute it. And while I've been disputing it for years, and it's been the best decision I could have ever made, because it's been wonderful to try to understand and learn a lot about the way that our hormones change throughout the month and the freedom that I've been able to experience through this knowledge. And before I continue to do my deep dive into cycle syncing, let me just pop back into the chat room and see who's here. Hold on, refreshing. Oh, Quelly. Oh, hi, my wonderful Bay Area sister. Thank you so much for joining. Quelly says, I love when Mercury goes into retrograde too. I manifest better. Absolutely. Oh, I love that you brought that up. I find that it's almost like there's an opening within the energy that manifestations are no one else is really taking advantage of it, right? So let's just jump and absorb all of that energy and become so much more empowered by it. I love that you brought that up. And hi, Pamela. Thanks for joining. Overthinking is my norm, trying to change that. Yeah, absolutely. So many of us get stuck in it, right? And I think having that moment of being able to catch ourselves and say, okay, I'm not the source of this problem. It can be such a huge moment, and just doing everything to give yourself some grace in that moment can be huge. Thank you so much for sharing that. And Lioness, oh my gosh, what a wonderful name. Hi, Serena, happy Monday. First time listening to your show. Oh, welcome in. Thank you so much for joining. And you guys go ahead and ask if you have any questions that are on your mind. I'm happy to do any readings. So just go ahead and, if you feel comfortable, pop in and ask some questions about what's going on in your life. And okay, I'm going to jump right back into talking about how we can partner with the changing aspects of our hormones in order to thrive. And for me, the reason why I keep circling back to this, right, it's this process of understanding the way that our sex hormones shift and change throughout each month. It's the epitome of the concept that knowledge is not only power, it is freedom. And the same way that we're able to give ourselves grace and understanding and patience when we realize that the emotional turmoil that we are experiencing is rooted in a planetary shift, the same can be said for a crash in estrogen as you're going through menopause, or a struggle to build progesterone towards the second half of your cycle, right? Or the crash of when you lose all of your hormonal support after you give birth in that postpartum period, right? If we fully understood how these three major sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, all interact with each other, all peak and plateau and dip, and how it impacts so many parts of our lives, we would be able to give ourselves so much grace, and we wouldn't beat ourselves up about it all the time. And in order to continue our chat about slowing down and giving ourselves grace as women throughout our cycle and throughout pregnancy and throughout postpartum, throughout menopause, all these major hormonal shifts that happen in our lives, I do want to go into a quick crash course in the four phases of our cycle. And for any men listening or non-cycling people, this may help you understand the way that the women in your life function and the factors at play impacting them on a daily basis. And also, if any of you are a cycling person and you don't currently have a cycle because of PCOS or birth control or other reasons, these shifts in your hormones still apply to you even if you don't bleed. These things are still happening in the background, even if you aren't experiencing a period. So this definitely is something that your body goes through every month, no matter what. And also, just to let you all know, I'm not a medical professional or certified in this in any way. I am just a fiery Sagittarius who takes my research very seriously. And okay, with all that said, here's your quick crash course in the four phases of your cycle. And yes, you guys heard me right. There are four phases. You don't just get your period once a month and that's your cycle. So your cycle does begin on the first day that you bleed. And this is also the beginning of your menstrual phase. This is also known as your winter seasons. One of the most incredible things for me is that the four phases of our cycle that we experience every month line up so perfectly with the four seasons that we experience every year. And so when you start your period, you are beginning winter. And this is actually when all of your hormones are at their lowest, which is a big reason why we experience that major crash of energy, along with all of the many other symptoms of getting your period, right? Whether that's increased cravings or cramps or breast tenderness or acne or headaches or hot flashes, right? All of these things are happening because we are experiencing a significant crash in all three of our sex hormones, right? All in estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. All three of them are at their lowest point that they will be throughout your entire cycle. And so you basically don't have any of the hormonal support that you have for the rest of the month during your menstrual phase, right? So no wonder we are exhausted and we are cranky. And no wonder it's harder to function on the same level that you functioned at 2 weeks ago when your hormones were at their highest. You simply don't have the support that you have the rest of the month when you are on your period. So that's your winter phase, right? That's when rest is really important. That's when giving yourself grace within any emotional changes you're experiencing is so important. And then once you stop bleeding, right, you begin the second phase, which is called the follicular phase, and it is also known as spring. And you'll start to feel an increase in energy as your body begins to build estrogen. You may not feel as hungry. You'll start to feel more social. You also may be excited by new experiences, or you'll naturally feel more creative. And all of these things are signs that your body is successfully building estrogen. And for anyone who has experienced menopause or is going through menopause, you will know what it feels like to experience the opposite of all of this when your body starts to slow down the production of estrogen, right? So things like having lower energy, being easily irritated, not wanting to socialize, and not wanting to deal with any new experiences, or feeling especially stubborn, right? All of these are what crashing estrogen feels like, right? So estrogen impacts us in so many ways. And when you're in your second phase of your period, your follicular phase, right, you get to experience all the wonderful aspects of building estrogen. So it is an incredible thing that supports us in so many ways. And then you begin your third phase of your cycle, your ovulatory phase. This is when you start ovulating. And this is also a really easy phase to recognize because you have a lot of physical symptoms of that are hard to miss when you do start ovulating, whether that's actual discharge or breast tenderness, or just this crazy boost in energy. So this is when both estrogen and testosterone are actually going to be at their highest in your body. And it's also when your body is beginning to build progesterone. So you, in your ovulatory phase, have the most support that you will have throughout your entire month. And this phase is so accurately known as the summer phase, because it's when you have all this support and you're just going to feel like you can do anything. You're going to have the highest energy. You're pretty much going to feel great. And if you don't, when you're ovulating, your hormones are probably imbalanced, whether you have excess estrogen that you're not able to filter out, or your body isn't able to produce the right amount of testosterone. If you aren't experiencing this boost of energy, there's an imbalance happening in your hormones at some point. And at some point we can talk about how to balance out your hormones naturally. But part of this major boost in all your energy and why you feel so good, it's because this is also when you're the most fertile. So your body is going to try to get you to feel the best that you possibly can so that you want to socialize. You'll have a higher sex drive. All your endorphins are going to be going off like crazy. Your workouts will feel great. Happy hour is going to be so much more fun this week than it was last week. You won't feel the need to sleep as much as you did earlier in the month. And just overall, you're probably going to feel a lot more positive and energized. And this is what it feels like when you have all the hormonal support of your three major sex hormones. It is incredible what it feels like when our hormones support us. And it's the opposite of our menstrual phase, when our hormones are at their lowest, right? And having the support of our sex hormones impacts us so severely that it will touch pretty much every aspect of our lives. And it's a great time to use this additional internal support to have harder conversations with your family or your partner, to take a look at your finances, or pretty much take on anything that during other phases of your cycle stresses you out or intimidates you. Or it is a wonderful time to plan for these harder things, but also plan for fun, because you'll enjoy it so much more. And then once you finish ovulating, that is when you shift into your luteal phase. And this phase is similar to the fall season, right? And it's actually my favorite. So you'll start to feel a gradual decrease in estrogen and testosterone, and your body will when you feel this decrease in estrogen and testosterone, your body is primarily going to be focused on building progesterone for the first half of your luteal phase. So even though you're feeling that decrease in two of your sex hormones, you still have progesterone supporting you. You also feel a bit of the toll of the effort that it takes to build progesterone. So you have to take that into consideration too. And you'll still get the support of, it's almost like you have a bit of leftover energy from your ovulation, right? You still have a bit of the remaining support from the hormones within the first few days of your luteal phase, right? So your workouts will still feel great. You'll still feel social. Your energy will still be a bit higher. But then a major shift happens, right? At some point, normally about a week before your period, your body is going to realize that you're not pregnant. And you will experience the beginning of that major crash in your hormones. This happens normally about 5 to 7 days before the first day of your menstrual phase, that first day that you start bleeding, right? And being aware of this moment is really one of the most helpful aspects of cycle syncing, because it is one of the highest, most recognizable moments that happens in your cycle. And it's often when we start to feel cranky or hormonal, right? If you say, oh gosh, I'm just feeling hormonal, it's because your hormones are crashing. Your body has stopped producing progesterone. You don't need to make a baby anymore, right? Your body's saying, okay, time to shut down and prepare to shed the lining of our uterus. We do not need to have any more hormone support, right? So you're going to start to feel cranky. You're going to probably, a lot of women will have that one spot on your face where you get that one pimple that pops up, or five pimples that pop up, and you say, gosh, it's already here. I thought I had another week until my period. And that's because you're starting to already feel that hormonal crash. So I have this one friend who always reaches out and she says, I don't think I'm supposed to have my period yet, but that pimple popped up. And I said, nope, you are in your late luteal phase. You don't have your period yet, but your hormones are gone. So that's why it's coming in. You'll get your period in about 5 days. And yeah, she's pretty stubborn, so she keeps forgetting. But it is such a significant point, right? That you lose all your energy, your cravings are going to increase. Some of us, I mean, for me, I always got cramps during this phase. I would have cramps about a week before my period and then all the way through my period, way before I began to bleed. And all of this is due to the fact that our body is running out of estrogen and testosterone, and it has stopped producing progesterone. All of that support that we've experienced throughout the earlier two phases of our cycle are gone or leaving. And it's often why for so many of us, right, these negative aspects of your period begin so long before we actually begin to bleed. And our period really feels like it lasts for maybe 2 weeks rather than 3 to 5 days of bleeding. I will say, though, that this is actually my favorite phase, because once I really began to understand what was changing hormonally in my body during this time, my life became so much easier, right? Rather than dreading that moment when I would have that hormonal crash, which at that point I didn't know was a hormonal crash, but I knew, oh, that week before my period, I'm going to be a bitch, right? I'm going to snap at my husband. I'm going to make bad decisions. You start to plan to not do anything, right? Because you think you're just going to mess everything up. Or you just warn everybody, hey, I may piss you off. And we do prepare for it. But for me, the biggest change was understanding that the biggest change was understanding why, right? Once I knew what it felt like to have all of my sex hormones in my corner backing me, supporting me, and the incredible power that I felt in those moments of, wow, I can do anything, right? Of course, when all that's gone, you feel like crap. And it was so incredible to learn that it wasn't because I was doing anything wrong Or it wasn't because I couldn't handle it. Or it wasn't because my period was just worse than other people's and I had this terrible thing a week before. Because so many other women experienced this too, and I thought I was alone. And it was so empowering for me to learn why I felt that huge change, where I was all of a sudden a very different person than I was 2 weeks before. That I was able to say, okay, I know I'm going to need a bit more support because I don't have that internal support, so I'm going to need external support. I'm going to make sure I sleep a bit more. I'm going to make sure I eat really consciously and make sure I'm getting that support. I'm going to make sure I'm drinking enough water. It's really basic things, right? I'm going to make sure my friend group, my family, know that if they are capable of giving me a bit more help and a bit more support, that it would be most appreciated at this time. And when you learn to kind of talk this way and plan this way and know it's not because anything is wrong, it's not because I did anything wrong or there's something wrong with me, it is simply because I don't have this support that I had 2 weeks ago. And we all need it. We all need that support, whether it's internal or external. When we are going through these four phases of this cycle, there are just times when you need that external support instead of the internal, because you don't have access to that internal support anymore. And for me, I also really love the luteal phase, because that drop in hormonal support about a week before my period, it was so easy to recognize. And it actually taught me how to begin to isolate hormonal changes that happen throughout the rest of my cycle, since that one major change a week before my period was just impossible to miss. And once you start to realize what that feels like, it becomes easier to say, oh, I can feel my body working to produce more estrogen, and I can feel the benefits from that. I can really recognize and experience and appreciate all of my hormones peaking during my ovulatory phase. And I'm going to make sure to have the most of it. I'm going to make the most of it. I'm going to have the most fun. I'm going to make sure to set aside dates for my partner. I'm going to go, right? It's just, I'm going to make sure to go get happy hour with my friends, right? I'm going to prioritize my workouts because I know I'm going to feel the best, and I'm just going to want to make sure I get a full hour in the gym or try that new hike or take my dog for a bigger walk, right? You can plan to enjoy the hormonal boost more. And this is a big part of cycle syncing, is it's actually, yes, there's the dietary aspect of it that we'll get into at other times, and there's the workout aspect of it too, but so much of it is really just planning your life around what support you have at what parts of the month. Because whether you know you're going to have that internal support so you can really take advantage of it, or you know you won't and you need to ask for more support externally, right? Okay, so there's your crash course in the four phases of your cycle and how the three major sex hormones all fluctuate throughout the month. And for any of you who are curious, in contrast, right, for men who don't have a menstrual cycle, men are actually functioning on a 24-hour cycle, right? So your hormones will build overnight and then peak in the morning and gradually decrease throughout the day, with little spikes of testosterone throughout your day depending on your activities. Then at the end of the day, men will reset and your hormonal increases and decreases will pretty much follow the same pattern the next day and the next day and the next day, because you are on this 24-hour cycle that resets every day. So while women are functioning on a 28 to 35 day cycle, right, the length is different for each woman, men function on a 24-hour cycle. An important thing to recognize is this is actually how our world is structured. And we as women are required to fit into the 24-hour cycle, where we're told we should be able to perform the same way every day, as if our hormones were doing the same. But the important thing here to recognize is that our hormones change and fluctuate throughout the month, right? As these changes are happening, we're simply not the same person with the same support, with the same capabilities every 24 hours, the way that a man is, right? Men have the exact same hormonal support every single day. And so many people see this as a weakness, right? As, oh, wow, so you're just unreliable, right? And so many people just assume that this means that women aren't capable of doing the same things that men are, while I absolutely see it as a strength, right? If I'm experiencing increasing support throughout my hormones for about 20 days out of the month, my ability to do certain things, right, whether that has to do with my job or with my family or with my friends, my ability to perform at a certain level is heightened. And I can really take advantage of that, right? And I can strengthen those skills in those moments. And I can really be having the awareness of when I have that support is huge, because then this hormonal shift absolutely is a strength. And then as I start to experience the decreases in this hormonal support, right, I will start to have different strengths. And those strengths are much more internal. They're much more focused on rest and compassion and giving yourself grace. And there are so many strengths to be found within the ability to ask for help when you don't have that internal support and you need external support. And if you're able to take a look at the way that you function within all of these changes that are happening in your cycle in a month, then you can become such a free and strong person. And I think it's a wonderful tool that we all have the ability to tap into, but it just takes a bit of knowledge in understanding the way that our bodies work within all of these hormones. And okay, I know I just rambled on for a while about what it's like to experience hormonal changes as women. And I'll just pop back into the chat room real quick to see who's in here. Oh, hi, you guys. Okay. I love my crew that's always here every week. Pamela and Quelly and Renee, you guys are wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. And if any of you guys want to jump into the chat room, ask a question, or just say hi, you can find it at 12radio.com. The chat button is on the left-hand side of the screen, and it'll take you to our Facebook group. And just go ahead and add a comment in the banner that Jay posted, where you'll see me and my dog on the beach. And you guys can jump in and say hi if you want. And I think to tie all this also back into all the changes that we're feeling in our astrology world, I think the way that we talk about Mercury going into retrograde, right? And even the way that Quelly in the chat room was talking about how it's an opportunity to manifest better, right? That's exactly how I see the hormonal crash that happens in that late luteal phase and into your menstrual phase in your cycle. It's an opportunity to slow down. It's an opportunity to go internal. It's an opportunity to manifest and to refocus on ourselves, which is so important for us to do. Because if we just get so stuck on the external, 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 everybody else around me, what's going on, then how are you actually going to stay grounded, right? And it's such a powerful thing to be able to set aside that time to say, okay, this is what my focus is going to be for the next day, for the next week, right? For however long it needs to be. And it's different for all of us. And rather than being burdened by this change that's happening, whether it's a planetary change or your period, right? Rather than being burdened by this change that's happening that you have no control over, take advantage of what it invites you to do, right? Slow down. Take a breath. Connect with your partner. Connect with your family. Connect with your friends in a different way. But also, if that's not what you need to be doing in that moment, connect with yourself. And take that second to just focus in on what matters for you and feel the power that you absolutely have access to as someone who is going inward for a moment and slowing down. And saying, okay, I am not alone in this. I'm surrounded by all these other people who are experiencing this planetary change as well. They're struggling too, whether or not they're taking that moment to shift inward, right? I have an opportunity to manifest some incredible things. What do I want to see come into my life? What relationship with my own energy do I want to develop or change or evolve? What am I not satisfied by? And why am I not satisfied by it, right? All of these questions that we don't always take the time to think about, but by just shifting inward for a moment, it can be incredibly powerful. And yeah, it really is such a wonderful opportunity. And I do love, for those of you who don't know, I am about 23 weeks pregnant right now, so I haven't had my period in a while. And I was talking to some friends of mine the other day, and I realized that I missed having my cycle, because I had gotten to a point after years and years and years of understanding my cycle and planning my life around it. I loved that I had built in these times for self-reflection when I had that hormonal crash. And I loved that I had built in quieter days, and I'd built in plans for really exciting days when I had higher, when I had my higher hormonal support when I was in my follicular or ovulating. And I got into such an incredible flow where everything felt so balanced. And this is my first pregnancy, and this is a whole new experience, and it's been absolutely incredible to learn what it feels like, and I'm in awe of what my body is able to do. But I've had to kind of just play it by ear every day and say, okay, I know that I'm on this roller coaster that is just going up and up and up and up when it comes to my hormones, but my body is just building and building and building all of these hormones. And I have so much hormonal support right now, but I'm also doing this really challenging, taxing thing of building a human. And it is such a different experience than this cycle that I got so used to, that I learned how to thrive within, that I'd missed it. And I had to remind myself that, okay, you can still have those quiet days where you focus internally, even if you have that hormonal support and you feel like you can go out and do all these things. And it was interesting to almost have to catch myself and say, okay, I need to almost go against the hormonal support that I have right now, even though I have so much hormonal support with progesterone, so it's peaking like crazy, and I have so much estrogen and flowing through my body. And I feel I have all this energy, especially in my second trimester right now. It has been huge to learn how to give myself grace in such a different way of thinking about, okay, what do I need outside of my hormonal support, though? Because that's a huge factor as well. And yeah, I love this whole journey that I've been able to go on. And I love that I've been able to build this community around me of other women who are also doing cycle syncing and understanding their hormones, and that all of us are able to support each other and grab each other in different ways and remind each other that grace comes in all kinds of forms. And it's really powerful when you're able to not only provide yourself this support, but able to do it within a community as well. And that's something that I would eventually love to build here with you all, and make sure that we all can support each other through all these changes, whether it's getting to know your cycle or going through pregnancy or experiencing postpartum or going through menopause, right? There's so many hormonal changes that happen throughout our lives that what is needed more than anything is grace and community. Absolutely. And it's something that you know, you can pretty much guarantee I will always be touching base on here at this show. And yeah, you guys, that is it for this week. And I'm so glad you all came and joined me on this wonderful Monday. Go ahead, make sure that you guys are giving yourselves plenty of grace through all these planetary shifts going on, and slow down. You don't need to go so fast all the time. You guys can slow down. I give you permission. You can absolutely slow down. And I will be right here with you all next Monday at noon Pacific time for the next Life Journeys episode. Until then, you guys can find me at Once You Listen, where I'm an advisor. I try to be on definitely every day, and I try to keep my hours pretty flexible and wide open, so that wherever you guys are in the world, you should be able to touch base at a time that works best for you. So you guys can find me over there. I'm going to log on right now. So in case anybody needs to chat, I'm right there. And until then, enjoy the rest of your week, everyone. I'm looking forward to seeing you all next week. And again, I know I've said it about 10 times, but give yourself grace. Slow down. Realize that everyone is experiencing these energy shifts at the same time. Give yourself that grace, and we'll all get through it, okay? And manifest. Do exactly what Quelle said, you guys. Manifest. Manifest exactly what you want to happen in life. Okay, I'm sending love to you all. Enjoy the rest of your week, and happy Monday.